我想各位一定都注意到，最近我们有很多的改变。
And it is about the time of completion of all the change.
现在改变差不多要到一个阶段。
We have changed the way we sing.
我们唱诗的方式改变了。
We changed the way we worship.
我们敬拜的方式有一点改变。
And we changed the format. Sometimes we didn't have translation for a long time.
我们已经有很久没有这样子翻译，我们最近又在开始。
And we are going to split into two meetings in the future in April.
在四月里头，我们要分成两堂聚会。
One in English, one in Chinese in Mandarin.
一堂是英文的，一堂是中文的。
Your same old preacher will preach both.
同样的这个讲员要讲两次。
That's hard to change.
那个不太容易改变。
And we also have a new service in bus.
同时我们又有一个新的这个交通车的服饰。
We hope this will encourage and this will solve the problem for some who have difficulty of coming to worship.
我们现在很希望这个交通车的服饰能够让很多弟兄姊妹能够方便来聚会。
But all these changes are outward.
这些所有的改变都是在外面的。
We want something changed inside.
我们更需要里面的改变。
We pray that the Lord would change us to worship Him, to serve Him, to pursue after Him.
我们现在是要祷告主，让他能够改变我们，让里面更能够来服侍他，让里面更要来追求他。
And this is the more important thing.
这是更重要的事。
We pray that the Lord will give us a revival indeed in the church.
我们实在是要求主在这教会里面有一个复兴。
By changed attitude and changed ministry.
借着改变我们的态度跟改变这个服侍。
And several weeks ago, some of us got together.
在几个礼拜之前，有几位弟兄，我们聚在一处。
We pray and we seek the future for the church.
我们在那里为教会的前途在那里祷告，在那里追寻。
And the Lord seems to indicate to us, although we want to change.
在那里，神好像很清楚地跟我们让我们知道，虽然我们愿意改变。
We do not sit there and become passive and thinking things will happen.
我们并不就那么坐在那里等，那么样子很消极的等，希望事情发生。
And in order there to be change, we need to pay a price.
为了要有改变，我们必须要先付上代价。
And we know the Holy Spirit will draw us near Him to run after Him.
我们知道圣灵会吸引我们，让我们来快跑跟随他。
But there are also the other side, the practical side that we do things.
但是另外也有一方面是一个很实用的，很让我们可以做到的。
By that I mean we need to get into a habit of studying the Word of God.
那就是我们需要养成一个读神话的一个习惯。
We need to get into a habit of come to worship Him regularly.
我们需要能够有一个习惯在他面前来敬拜他，经常的来敬拜他。
We need to get into a habit of praying constantly.
我们需要也有一个经常祷告的习惯。
Trusting Him of all things that we do.
在凡事上都来信靠他。
We need to get into the habit of obeying Him.
我们也要有一个习惯，就是经常的来顺服。
The Holy Spirit will work in our heart inside of us, but we need to listen to Him.
圣灵的确在我们心里面做工，但是我们需要去顺服。
So you know the basic things need to be done first.
所以最基本的事情我们要先做。
And by that I mean we need to get down and read the Word of God.
我的意思就是说，我们实在是要下定决心，我们要来读神的话。
So several weeks ago, when we got together and we prayed for the future of the church, we decided this.
所以在前一阵子我们这样子祷告中间的时候，我们就这样决定。
We need mutual support in encouraging us to study the Word of God.
我们实在是需要弟兄姊妹们能够彼此能够互相的在那扶持，在读神的话这件事上。
A booklet called 读经日影。
That's what.
Sorry, there's no English translation.
所以我们在这里就用一本这个中文的一个读经日引这本书。
And some of the young people who need English help, don't worry, we will relate to you what the progress of the booklet is about.
只读英文的年轻人也不要着急，因为我们会将中文也把同样的进度告诉各位。
And this booklet has been in circulation for quite a few years.
这本书是已经有好多年在通用了。
And if you use it accordingly, you do it every day, you read every three chapters every day, you shall finish it in a year, a whole Bible.
如果你照这个进度读的话呢，一天大概是读三章圣经，一年之内可以把圣经读完一遍。
And the inside, the content also has the following.
这个里面也包含下面这些事情。
It gives you the outline of the whole book.
它把整某一本书它的大纲先告诉你。
And the key words.
把里面主要的字告诉你。
And the key verses.
而且主要的那个经节告诉你
some, leading thought of meditation.
或者是一些我们的引发我们深思的一些信息
and there even maybe some questionnaire for you to answer.
甚至里面还有一点问题要各位去做习题
and if you use it to follow your Bible reading,
若是你用这本书这样子来照着来读圣经的话
it takes you about 15 minutes a dayTo finish the course here.
一天你大概需要花15分钟把当天要读的读完。
You can read 3 chapters a day in 15 minutes and follow the outline, and then you finish it in the whole year.
然后你每天这样花15分钟照着这上面的进度跟上面所说的这么读下来一年之后你可以将圣经整本读完一次。
Dear brothers and sisters, we take this seriously, let me tell you.
弟兄姊妹们我们这一次是非常非常的严肃所以这件事情。
I don't know how many will follow and finish the course.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹们愿意这样跟着进度读而把它读完。
But I can tell you, those who follow and finish shall not regret.
但是我可以保证那些照着这样读完的人绝对不会后悔。
And if you finish one time or two times, maybe three times, you feel pretty sure that you know the Word of God.
当你这样子一年一年的你读一遍、两遍、三遍读过来之后，你可以心里就可以知道你实在是对神的话有一点认识了。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me say this emphatically.
我实在是愿意
强调。
我愿意再一次的强调。
There are a lot of preachings today.
有很多有很多的这个很多人讲道。
And I listen to most of the preachers, my co-worker, fellow workers in the Lord.
我也常常听很多人的讲道。
And I realize this.
我发现一件事情。
Although there are many, many, many preachings.
虽然有很多很多各式各样的讲道。
But I'm not sure that the children of God.Really, most of them know the word of God.
但是我实在是不知道，实在不太知道，是不是大部分的神的儿女都这么样认识神的话。
This has tragically slowed down the ability of the preacher to expound the word of God.
这个呢，因为人不对神的话不熟悉，所以对听道的对听道上面就是一个打了一个很大的折扣。
For 10 years or so, I felt that the church.Need to grow in the Word of God.
这十年来，我深深有这样的感想，在神的若是要在主里面长大的话。
And in order that we can get into the deeper end of the meaning of the Word of God.
我们可以在神的话里头更深入的了解的话。
But that will not be possible unless the Word of God is read uniformly and generally by the children of God.
这样的目的没有办法达到，除非神的儿女每一个人都很普遍的这样子，每一个人都很下功夫在读圣经。
You see, as a preacher, I look at my duty as preaching the word of God.
我是一个讲道的，当我拿讲道这件事情，从讲道这件事情来看
，I have tried to preach from Genesis, which I did.
我曾经借着这个创世纪来讲。
And I also preach from Exodus.
我也从这个出埃及记照的那个来讲。
You know, as I go along the list, I found out for the 15 years of ministry, I preached 10 books.
在就这样子看的时候，我发现在这15年的我出来传道里面，我大概讲了有10本书。
And there are 66 books of the Bible.
但是在圣经里面有66卷书。
Brother and sister, I have an ambition to finish preaching at least once the whole Bible.
我实在是有一个野心啊，我很想能够把这本整本书圣经能够来讲完一次。
If I want to do that, I need about 46 years of life before me.
如果再这样算的话呢，我还需要44年的时间。
You can help me, you know, if we work together.
但是如果你可以帮助我的话呢，我们可以一起往前。
If the church as a whole has a desire to study the Word of God.
若是这整个教会有这么样一个心愿，愿意我们要在圣经上花功夫。
I'm sure the preaching will go a lot easier.
我相信这样子对讲道的来讲，那讲起来就更容易。
And the listening to the preaching more relevant.
而你听到的人更能够跟自己拉上关系。
For there are a lot of background knowledge that you need to know.
因为有很多很多圣经的背景的这些知识你都已经知道。
Then you can get into the good part, the essence of the spirit of the word of God.
这样的话呢，我们就能更深入的、更了解那个话里面那个精炼的意思。
You know, as we had this meeting and they asked me to preach alongside, along the progress of the book.
在那次聚集里面，弟兄们就想要就提到，我也许可以就照着这个进度，礼拜天来照着这个进度来讲道。
This, if this will be done, then I hope the whole church follows. Otherwise, you'll be total lost of what the preacher is talking about.
若是真的我们这样做的话呢，我真希望你能按着进度这样子读，不然的话呢，你整个你就就不知道我们到底讲什么。
If that's the case, then maybe I can finish the whole Bible in a year. Although, you know, only superficially, maybe.
也许若是这样照进度的话呢，也许我这一年里面就可以把圣经整本重新讲过，当然是讲的比较大略的。
So we need everybody to participate and to support and to encourage one another.
所以我希望每一个人都参加，在这里每一个人都这样开始读圣经，然后我们必将互相帮助，互相扶持来做成这件事。
Now at the end of the meeting, they also said, "Brother, would you start doing that?" Begin next quarter, which is in April.
于是他们就说，弟兄，你可不可以从下一季就开始这样做呢？就是从四月份开始。
And I said, yes, April is good, but there's also Easter, which I have an important message about the resurrection to preach.
但是我说，那是不错，从四月开始很好，但是正好这个前面有复活节，我有一个很重要的一个信息在复活节时候要讲。
Which is next week.
就是下个礼拜。
So we move one week ahead. Today we talk about how we have to, we spend the whole hour just to encourage people to read the Bible.
所以我们今天呢，就我们在这里，就在这里要鼓励各位读圣经。
And they asked me what to preach. How do you use the word of, how do you use the format to encourage people?
那么他们问我，那么你用什么样的一个方式来鼓励呢？
You know, I looked through the last quarter's assignment.
我就看看上一季最后的那个他那里读经的进度。
And the last quarter finished at the book of Ruth.
上一季呢，正好是到了路德记读完。
Therefore, I'm going to preach from Ruth.
所以我今天就讲路德记。
It is not my choice, but the arrangement of God.
不是我要这么选择，但是正好这是神给我们这样子安排。
But the word of God is so full, you can use every aspect of it.
但是神的话是那样的丰富，我们从哪里讲都可以。
And I like the book of Ruth very much.
我实在是非常喜欢路德记这本书。
It has to do with my calling.
这个跟我蒙召出来很有关系。
I have probably gave a few testimony to those of you who want to know how I became a servant of God.
我相信那些有好些弟兄姊妹们已经知道那个时候我怎么样蒙召的。
And the word of God came to me in the book, from the book of Ruth.
在那里
assure me that he is going to accomplish what he has called me for.
在那里神用路德记的话来呼召我，来保向我，向我来告诉我他要呼召我出来做什么。
So you see, the book of Ruth is very meaningful to me.
所以这本书对我来讲是有特别的意义。
And this book is also very important in the way of the recovery and the revival.
那么这本书对于恢复的跟这个复兴的这个事情也是有非常非常大的关系。
It is also very important to individuals who want to seek after God.
这卷书也是对那些很有心来追求主的人也是一本非常重要的书。
And today I'm going to use this book as a way to teach to learn how to study the word of God.
但是我今天要利用这本书，我们来看我们应该怎么样来读神的话。
For the benefit of those who need to get familiar with this book, let me tell you the story about the book of Ruth first.
若是对那些对这个故事不太熟悉的，让我先把这个故事大略讲一讲。
Then I'm going to point out four points in the process.
然后呢，我要跟你们讲四点。
Maybe I can only expound on one or two points.
也许我只能讲一两点。
But that will be what the Lord leads us.
没有关系，那神怎么样带我们就怎么做。
You see, in the time of the judges, when they rule,
你知道在士师秉政的时候，
there's a couple by the name of Elimelech and Naomi.
那里有一对夫妇叫以利米勒和他的太太拿俄米。
They were from the place of Bethlehem.
他们是从伯利恒那里出来。
Where Bethlehem means the bread of the house of bread.
在伯利恒那里表示是粮食之家。
You see, we have a sister who opened a restaurant, and we gave him a little Chinese writing in it.
你知道，我们有位弟兄姊妹，他们开了一个餐馆，我们弟兄姊妹们送了他一幅字。
And they asked me what to write. I said, "Well, we'll write down Bethlehem."
这个
Little Bethlehem.
这个我们说要写什么呢？就说我们写小伯利恒。
And people wonder why this place is called Bethlehem.
有人就会说，哎，这个小伯利恒是什么意思啊？
Well, they will ask the owner and they will tell them the story.
于是他们就会问这个餐馆的主人，餐馆的主人就可以告诉他们这个故事。
People knew that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
人们大家都知道耶稣是生在伯利恒。
And they, not too many people knew that David was born in Bethlehem.
但是并没有多少人知道大卫王也是生在伯利恒。
And the place Bethlehem means the bread of house of bread.
而伯利恒这个字的本身的意思就是表示它是粮食之家。
And our sister served people with food. That's why it's called Bethlehem.
我们的弟兄姊妹们在那里给人吃的，所以我们管那个地方叫伯利恒。
And also there's a place to spread the gospel.
而且那也是一个传福音的地方。
Now, they are the couple came out from Bethlehem.
这一对夫妇从伯利恒出来。
You may wonder why.
也许你要是问为什么他们要出来呢？
The reason is very simple, because they have met a famine there in their land.
这个理由很简单，因为在那里有饥荒。
They went to Moab.
他们就到摩押地去。
A place where God has no delight in.
在那个地方是神不喜欢的地方。
They went and took their sons with them.
但是他们带了他们的儿子就到了摩押地。
And both sons got married there to the Moabites.
而在那里两个儿子在那里都娶了当地的摩押女子为妻。
And after a while, Elimelech died, and also their sons.
过了一阵子这个以利米勒在那里死了，他的两个儿子也死了。
You see, this family was left with three widows.
在那里这一个家就只剩下三个寡妇。
Now what do you do with these three widows?
这三个寡妇怎么办呢？
Naomi took the leadership and decided that she should go back.
南俄米在那里他就决定说我们还是回国吧。
And it was at that opportune time that with the Lord's provision.
就是在那个时候神有给他们一些预备。
They heard that God is having blessing and giving a blessing to his people.
因为在那里他们听说神赐福给以色列民，在那里有粮食。
All of a sudden they heard a story that people in Bethlehem was fed, well fed again.
突然一下他们听到说，哎，在他们家乡伯利恒那里居然大家都吃得饱。
So they took off and they decided to go back.
所以他们就开始愿意想要回去了。
This Naomi is all, of course, a Jew.
当然，拿俄米是一个犹太人。
But these two daughters-in-law are not Jews.
但是这两个的媳妇不是犹太人。
They were according to the law of the word that they are Moabites, that they shall not be accepted into the congregation of the Jews.
照他们的习惯，这两个摩押女子是没有办法能够进入耶和华的院。
Therefore, the Naomi said.Turn back, daughters. You can go back to your own house, to your parents' house, and maybe you'll find new husbands.
所以拿俄米就跟这两个媳妇说你们还是就留在这里，你们回娘家去吧。也许你们还可以再找到一个丈夫。
Those two, one turned back.
这两个媳妇里面有一个就回去了，她的名字叫做俄尔巴。
The other one is called Ruth.
另外一个叫路德。
You see, the name of Ruth means fellowship, friendship.
路德的意思就是有交通、有友谊的意思。
I can imagine this is a daughter easy to get with her mother-in-law.
我想象这一个路德大概是跟她的公婆婆处得不错。
You might think this is a person of a weak personality. No.
也许路德就是一个比较这个好脾气一点的人，也不然是这样。
This is a woman with determination.
但是这一个她是很有毅力的一个女的。
You ask me how I knew about this.
要是你要问我的，问你怎么知道呢？
For in this chapter, first one, verse 16.
因为我们看第一章里头第十四节。
Ruth has a great statement of song.
在这里，路德讲了一段很有意思的话。
You know, I like to sing this song to you.
我很想把唱一首歌唱给各位。
Shirley must know about this song.
我想 Shirley 一定知道这一首诗歌。
And treat me not to leave thee.
他说求你。
And treat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee.
第十六节。
For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Then the good part. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And so on.
这段就是第十六节跟十七节这段路德的话。
You see, I once sang the song to a couple's wedding.
有一次在一对夫妇的婚礼上面，我唱这首诗歌。
And unfortunately, well, this this girl, this sister, was she's a believer.
这里呢，那个新娘子是一个基督徒。
And the man was not a Christian.
那个先生呢，还不是。
I didn't pay much attention to this. I forgot this is what Ruth said.
我并没有我忘记了，因为这段话其实是路德说的。
And Ruth wants to follow Naomi, and she said, "Your God should be my God. Your people should be my God, my people."
在那里，路德呢，他希望能够跟随拿俄米。他说：“你的国就是我的国，你的民就是我的民。”
Don't turn me back, not to follow you. I will follow you all to the end.
他说：“不要推我回去，不跟随你，我一定要跟你到底。”
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't so sure. I wasn't so clear on the concept. I signed this, and unfortunately, till now, that man was not turning to the Lord, and I wonder that girl was still following Jesus.
可是我没有想到这里面不太合适照他们那个情形，因为到现为止我还不知道新郎到底信主了没有，也不知道那个新娘现在是不是还是继续跟随主。
I hope she didn't turn to his God.
我希望这个新娘没有跟随那个新郎的那个神。
But anyway, Ruth said he wants to follow Naomi to back to Bethlehem.
但是路德在这里，他说我要来跟随拿俄米回到伯利恒去。
She has taken action.
在那里，他就在那里采取了一个行动。
With determination.
就很那么决断的采取行动。
And they went back to Bethlehem.
然后他们就回去了。
Now, when they went back to Bethlehem, it was a time of harvest.
正在他们回去的时候，是正好收割的时候。
Surely indeed, as they have heard before.
当然，他们就正好听到。
You know, they heard that the Lord is blessing his people and everybody is well fed.
在那里他知道在那里神对当地的人那样子赐福，每一个人都吃得饱饱的。
And they went back and they looked at the field around in Bethlehem. Of course, surely this is a house of bread.
在那里他们一回到伯利恒，一看到田野里面，他就哎呀，这真是粮食之家。
But they don't owe anything. They don't own anything.
但是在那里他们已经没有任何的田子的财产。
You see, When Naomi left Bethlehem, the land was barren.
你知道，在拿俄米离开他自己的家，离开到摩押地去的时候，他们的地荒凉了。
She didn't plow, therefore there's no harvest.
他在那里没有耕种，所以没有出产。
However, with the grace of God and the provision by the law.
但是呢，因为神的恩典跟在那里他们当地律法的一个规定。
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19.
在申命记二十四章
Maybe you want to turn back to me.
也许我们一起看一看，我们打开申命记第二十四章
Verse 19,
第十九节
When thou cuttest down thine harvest in the field, and hast forgotten a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord.Thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand.
第十九节，你在田间收割庄稼，若忘下一捆，不可回去再取，要留给寄居的与孤儿寡妇。这样，耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
And Ruth well fit into that description.
所以呢，路德在这里正好就是这里所说的。
Therefore, when Naomi came back to Bethlehem,
所以当
he told Ruth, "Go and glean."
所以在这里，拿俄米回到伯利恒的时候，就叫路德说：“你去拾取这个粮食麦穗。”
And Naomi obediently said, "Wherever you say, I'll do it. I'll go."
所以拿俄米就那样子很听话，就好，你叫我去哪儿，我就去哪儿。
And when she went to the field, surely there was plenty of food.
在那里，她果然，她到了田里面，在那里看到粮食多得不得了。
And she was well blessed by the Lord.
她在那里大大受神的祝福。
She was able to glean from the field.
她就可以在那里拾取捡下来，人家留下了一下的麦穗。
And you know that the harvest goes on for more than one day.
你知道，在那里收割不止一天呢，在那里收割的时候。
On the larger field, sometimes it's carried into well into a month.
在那里，在很大的田地里头，常常收割的时候，可以一直有一个月的时间。
She started gleaning from the time of harvesting the barley.
她从那个动手割大麦的时候开始，她就在那里拾取麦穗。
And she finished until the time to harvest the wheat.
一直这么样的拾取，一直等到收小麦的时候为止。
She was there every day.
她在那里每天在那里工作。
You know, one day the owner of the land just came.
有一天，这个田里的主人来了。
And his name is Boaz.
他的名字叫波阿斯。
The name means a mighty warrior, a mighty man.
他的名字意思就是很伟大的这个伟大有能力的人。
And he looked at there's a stranger, there's a sojourner, there's a non-Jew.
在那里他看到，诶，有一个不像以色列家的女子啊，在那里是一个寄居的一个女子在那里。
And he was wondering who she is.
他就说觉得，诶，这是谁呀？
And he asked the one who was set over the other servants.
他就问问他的佣人跟使女。
And the servant told him, this is a Moabite.
那个仆人就告诉他说，这是一个摩押女子。
They don't even know her name.
那他们那时候连她的名字都不晓得。
But surely the story that she followed her mother-in-law was told.
但是她这个故事就说，有一个摩押女子来跟着她的婆婆来的，回到以色列家，这个故事大家都已经知道了。
And they look at her as a virtuous woman.
在那里，他们别人看这个摩押女子，觉得她是一个很有才德的女子。
You know, in here, Boaz typifies the Lord himself.
在这里，波阿斯实在是在那里象征着主耶稣。
We are the Moabites. We are unworthy. We're not worthy at all.
而我们呢，就是那些，就我们是摩押人，我们是本来没有什么关系，没有份的。
We don't know the Lord.
我们现在是外邦人，我们并不认识神。
We have nothing to do with God, the God of Israel.
我们在那里与以色列家好一点关系都没有。
But we come to the field of Boaz.
但是我们还是来到了波阿斯的田里面。
And Boaz took time to talk to Ruth.
那里波阿斯特别来跟这个路德说话。
And he asked her.
他就问他。
And he told her, stay here in this field. Do not go to other people's fields.
他跟路德说，你就在我的田里面拾取麦穗，不要到别人田里去。
For you have found favor of me.
因为你实在是在我眼前蒙恩。
If you go someone else's field, they may look down upon you. Because, you know, the Moabite, especially Ruth, was very poor.
因为在那里，若是你到别人田里去的话，别人可能看不起你，欺负你，因为你是外邦女子，非常穷困。
But come here, stay here with my servant, with my maid. They will treat you well.
但是我希望你能在这里，就留在这里，跟我的使女跟仆人在一起，他们会好好的待你。
You know, suddenly, this Moabite Ruth has found a resting place.
突然一下，这一个摩押女子路德在这里就找到了一个安息的地方。
And when she goes back to see Naomi,
当她回去再去见拿俄米的时候，
Naomi told her, "Let me tell you a secret."
拿俄米跟她说，让我来告诉你一个秘密。
You have found a great favor before the Lord.
她说，你在神的眼前蒙恩。
But do not stop right here.
但是不要就这样停止。
Because this Boaz is a kinsman of yours.
但是他说，因为这个波阿斯是你一个至近的亲属。
Who has a responsibility in redeeming you?
他在那里有一个责任要将你赎回。
And therefore, Naomi told Ruth to find him.
所以呢，拿俄米就叫路德去找到波阿斯。
And when there's no one else, she revealed.Her identity with Boaz.
在那里没有人的时候，她跟波阿斯告诉她自己是跟他什么样的关系。
What she did was that she went to the field of the threshing floor at night.
她在那里，她在一个晚上到了那个打麦的场上。
And when she was there, she told Boaz who she is.
在那里，她告诉波阿斯她是谁。
She said, "I'm a kinsman of yours."
她说，我实在是你一个亲属。
Because.The law provides that you shall redeem, you shall cover me, you shall redeem me, that you and I will buy back the property that her father-in-law lost.
因为他那里说，照着律法的规定，你是有权利可以将我赎回，将我们的在我们祖先的产业在这里卖出去的，你有权利赎回来。
Boaz knew the law.
波阿斯是懂得这个律法的。
The law was provided in Leviticus.
在利未记里头，这一个律法在那里已经定下。
About the field that he has to buy.
因为知道在那里那一块田是他应该赎的。
And the law is provided in Deuteronomy 10:25, talking about the redeeming the person.
在申命第25章里头呢，更讲到怎么样把那个人赎回来。
Therefore, when Ruth went back.
所以当路德回去的时候
，Boaz did something.
波阿斯在那里做一件事情。
That's the verse the Lord gave me when I served the Lord in verse 18 of chapter 3.
这一句话就是当我要来服侍主的那个时候，神给了我一句话。
He said, "For the man will not be in rest until he has finished the thing this day."
就是第三章的最后一节，是说，那人 今日不办成这事，并不必不休息。
Oh, that's another story.
那又是另外一个故事了。
That's my story, not Ruth's story.
那是我的故事，不是路德的故事。
But Ruth went on, and the Boaz went on to talk to the elders and the witnesses in the city.
于是波阿斯跟路德就去跟城中的长老们在说话。
Boaz told them, "There's a need today. We have a relative who wants to sell the property today."
波阿斯就告诉他们说，现在有一个人，他现在需要将他的需要卖掉他的田地。
And actually, the law provides that the land cannot be sold outside of the Israelites.
但是在这里有律法规定，就说田不可以卖到以色列民之外。
And when you buy the land, you only own it for the portion of 7 years.
如果你买了这块田的时候，你只能有这个所有权，只能有七年。
After the seventh year, the land is given back to the original owner.
七年之后，这块地要白白的还给那个卖主。
This is a strange law.
这是一个很奇怪的一个法律。
Country will agree with that.
没有哪一个做地产的在这里能够这样子做的。
And this is a field that the field that is growing food.
而那又是一块出产粮食的一块田地。
Therefore, no one really wants to buy any land.
所以事实上，并没有哪个人真的愿意去为要去买。
Knowing in advance fully that the land doesn't belong to him after all.
因为知道这样买了之后，这个田也不是属于他们的。
And there's also a strange law.
然后呢，更有一个更奇怪的一个法律。
That if a woman be widowed,
如果在那里有一个女子，她是做了寡妇。
The man's brother has a right and a responsibility to marry her and give her children.
而这个寡妇，她的那个兄弟，这个是她的兄弟就有一个责任要来娶这一个寡妇。
And if there shall be any sons in the future,
若是
the properties go back to them, and everything belong to the original, the widow, the first husband.
若是他们有了孩子之后，这个孩子还是有权利，然后就所有的他的产业要归给这个孩子。
You see, people may say this unfair law.
也许有人会觉得这是一个很不公平的一个法律。
But there's spiritual meaning in it.
但是在这里面实在有它的属灵的意义。
Well, you see.Again, I say, if brother and sister, we have only knew the story beforehand.
弟兄姊妹们，若是各位已经老早已经对这个故事很清楚的话
，I didn't have to tell the story to you again.
我刚刚所讲的那一切都不用讲了。
This was introduction. I haven't started preaching yet.
这只是一个介绍，我还没有正式的在那里讲到呢。
Therefore, I wish everyone will read your Bible in the future.
所以我希望每一个弟兄姊妹们在以后都能够照着进度都那么读圣经。
So that whenever I pull out a portion, you already know the scripture.
所以随时我里面圣经中抽出那段来讲的时候，你们已经知道里面的内容如何。
I can start preaching now.
我就可以开始讲到了。
Let me point to you four things in this book.
我现在要讲四点，这本书里所说的四点。
The first thing is that the beginning of the story, which is important.
第一件事是讲到这个事情，这个故事的开始有一件很重要的事。
In verse, verse six.
第四节，第一章的第四节，第六节，对不起。
It says that they have heard that the Lord has visited people and given them bread.
那里他说听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
I want to call your attention. The beginning of the spiritual journey always starts with the Lord.
我们要说在这里讲到一个属灵的一个旅程里面，开步总是讲到神的做法。
And every revival starts with God.
每一个复兴开始都是讲到神。
And it begins when people realize there is a spiritual food for their needs.
一开始总是讲到神的百姓在那里发现，在那里神赐粮食给他们。
They shall not go hungry about.
他们不会再饥饿。
They shall be fed by the Lord.
他们可以被神再一次的喂养。
You see, the word told us that man shall not live by bread alone.
圣经上告诉我们，人不是单靠人活着，不是单靠食物。
But by the word of God that proceeds out from the mouth of the Lord.
而是靠神口中所出的一切话。
And this is really the beginning of the story.
因为这个实在是一个这个故事的开始。
And the second thing I want to call attention is.
第二件事情我要各位注意的。
The word gleaning.
第二件事就是拾穗，这个拾取的意思。
Ruth has been gleaning all in chapter 2.
路德在第二章里头就一直在那里拾取麦穗。
If you carefully read it, there's 11 times in 23 verse, gleaning.
在这二十几节的这个经文里面讲到了十次 十举麦穗，十岁，十岁。
And there's a third thing or the fourth thing. Both things important.
那么第三件跟第四件事情也是很重要。
The word, the key word, is redeeming.
最要紧的这个字就是赎回。
Redeem the property.
赎回产业。
And redeem the person.
赎回那个人。
Now always appreciating.
然后我们现在下面接着要讲了。
You see, everything begins with God.
你知道吗？每一件事情都是神开头。
And we may think, oh, this is a very, very desolated generation.
也许我们会觉得这个世代真是荒凉。
But somehow, in the secrecy, the Lord is preparing. The Lord is preparing.
但是就在这样的暗中里面，神在那里预备，神在预备。
For no reason at all, all of a sudden, there's a revival of the interest of the Word of God.
好像没有什么原因，突然一下子在那里有神的一个复兴，在那里神的话再来了。
For no reason at all, everything changed.
好像没有什么道理可讲，突然一下子有改变。
In the past, people have been rejecting the word of God. They have paid no attention. They don't find any interest in studying the word of God.
在以前的人拒绝神的话，而且对神的话一点兴趣都没有。
But all of a sudden, the Lord changed everything. Situation changed. Temperature changed. Everything had changed.
突然一下子，神将这个外面的环境，这个一切的事情一下子改变过来。
Just as the summer has suddenly come, the winter is over.
就像一下子这个冬天就过去，一下子夏天来到了。我们今天就热得不得了。实在是有可能，神可以就那么一下子把所有的这个属灵荒凉的情形一下子改变过来。而从人的心先开始，突然一下我们发现神的话真有意思。
There's the word of God spoken here.
然后突然一下子，大家都觉得，哎呀，神的话在这里讲到了，讲出来了。
And we understand and we can be fed.
哎，我们甚至需要他，我们也了解他，我们甚至需要得到喂养。
I just point out to the Bible references.
我在这里只是告诉各位，圣经上是这样说的。
The time of Israel when they had the recovery.
当在以色列家中有复兴的时候，以斯拉的时候。
They begin to have such a zeal in the Word of God. They begin to preach the Word of God in the place of a Watergate.
于是他们就在他们突然一下对神的话那么有兴趣，就在水门口。
Yeah.
在水门口，在那里讲解讲论神的话。
I remember several years ago when we had this Watergate incident.
我记得了好几年以前，在那有水门事件发生的时候。
Suddenly, chapter 9 of Israel, book of Israel, suddenly became so hot. Every preacher was talking about. They grabbed the opportunity. Watergate was recorded in history.
于是，在那里，所有的很多的讲道人在那就抓了这个机会，告诉在以斯拉记里面已经在那里已经讲过水门事件。
You know, you have heard of Watergate incident.
我想你们各位都知道水门事件是什么。
But a lot of people have not found the Bible talk about Watergate.
但是很多人并不知道，在圣经里面也有讲到一个水门事件。
All of a sudden, people read the Word of God.
然后突然那个时候，大家开始对圣经有兴趣。
Of course, this Watergate is different than that Watergate.
当然，这两个水门事件完全不一样。
But you know, several preachers were made out of Watergate incident. They become preachers now today.
但是你知道吗？有好几个讲道人就是利用那个机会将这个信息传出来。
No, I mean, several people would change and they become preachers of God.
哦，因为有几个人就在这个事件里面，他们改变了，成为传福音的人。
Have you heard Coleman?
你们知道Coleman?
He was one of the one persecuted. I mean, being convicted.
他就在那个中间，他就是中间那些人中间有一个犯了罪的。
And he has served in the prison for so many years.
他在
he was totally changed. He had found the Lord Jesus.
他坐牢坐了几年之后，然后他整个人改变，在他里面他就成为一个传福音的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is possible for God to change the attitude of people and make them interested in the spiritual things overnight.
实在是神可以将一个人心那样子一个晚上就改变过来。
Oh, when we hear those things, our hearts are also encouraged.
你知道，当我们听到这样的事情的时候，我们的心也得到激励。
We begin to tell the Lord, Lord.Have this thing work out in me that changed me that I become a reader of the Bible too.
于是我们也会说，主啊，你在我身上也给我同样的改变，让我也突然一下子对圣经有兴趣。
That's what happened to Ruth.
这个就是在路德身上发生的事。
Ruth has really gone to an end to her own life.
因为路德在她的生命里头已经到了生命的尽头。
She was married to a husband, and then this husband became ill and finally died.
你看她嫁了一个丈夫，这个丈夫后来生病死了。
She was married into a family. Now this family began to decrease and became nothing.
而她嫁到这个家族里面，这个家族开始败落，一直到一个地步是赤贫。
She wants to get into a relationship, maybe get into some connection. Maybe she can progress from there.
她本来是感到可以嫁入这个家里，然后她在那里就有点关系，在那里她可以开始发大。
But all of a sudden it's gone.
但突然一下，这一切通通没有了。
Dear brother and sister, Ruth has come to her end as how to do it in the future.
你知道，路德实在是到她的人生的尽头，她毫无办法了。
Thank God is the beginning.
但是感谢主，这是一个开始。
She has heard a great God has given, has God has given a blessing to His own people.
因为她听到神在她的百姓中间赐福。
And she went back to follow Naomi.
于是她就回去跟随拿俄米。
You know, one thing that strikes my heart.
那有一件事情让我觉得很稀奇。
That Naomi and Elimelech, they went to Moab. It was a totally wrong thing.
你知道吗？以利米勒跟拿俄米，那当初要到摩押地之这件事情，本来是做错的一件事。
It was totally in the rejection of God's will.
因为是在神的旨意之外的。
But somehow during the time of recovery.
但是当他在复兴的时候
，God has overlooked all the reasons which caused His people to stumble.
而神在复兴的阶段里面，他会。完全不看那些原来那些失败那些跌倒的光景。
Dear brothers and sisters, listen and think with me.
请各位注意听，而且跟我一起这样思想。
God has totally forgotten what has caused His people to stumble and go down here.
因为神完全将那个让人跌倒，让人跌倒的那个因素，神完全忘记了。
God has understood the time is right.And he called the people to come back.
因为神知道他的时间，他到了对的时间之后，就将人都再召回到他那里去。
Sure, if you want to find the history of Elimelech, we can find a lot of wrong things with him.
若是我们要追这个以利米勒他的这一生他做的事情的话，我们发现他做了很多错的事情。
We may even find fault with Naomi.
甚至拿俄米，我们也知道他做了很多错事。
And I have a suspicion that Naomi has found a deep conviction inside of her.
而且我也相信拿俄米自己心里面也知道她自己做错很多事。
When she went back to Bethlehem, she did say.
因为她的确，她回到伯利恒的时候，她对人家说
，which means sweet.
因为她说不要再叫我拿俄米，因为那是甜的意思。
Call me Mara.
叫我马拉。
For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
因为全能者使我受了大苦。
I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty.
她说我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
Dear brothers, what is it?
弟兄姊妹们，这是什么意思呢？
Naomi knew what suffering she had gone through because she disobeyed God.
拿俄米深深知道，因为她不顺服神，她做了这些事情而受了大苦。
But when there's a revival, when God is calling His people back, He disregards all of that.
但是当复兴来到的时候，当神来呼召他的名回去的时候，神这些事情都不看了。
The conviction is private, and the conviction is individual.
他在里面自己的定罪是很个人的，是很私下的。
But the blessing is overall to everyone.
但是神所赐的福在那个时候却是给每一个人的。
If you believe that you are caught up in that blessing, God disregards all the wrong things, all the shortcomings, all the difficulties we've gone through.
若是你相信的话呢，于是你也就在这一个复兴的流中间，神会完全没有看到你自己个人的失败。
However,
但是。
That tumbling effect or the stumbling effect.
但是那一个他这个打滚或者说他跌倒的这件事
has really brought something good out of Naomi.
反而在拿俄米中里面带来了一些祝福。
She did say, I went out full and I came home empty.
的确，她是说我是满满的出去，空空的回来。
We know she was full of herself when she left.
但是我们深深知道，他那时候满满出去是完全满了自己出去的。
God has dealt with her the difficulties so that when she came back, she was empty of herself.
但是神在那里与他在那里倒空他在那里，反而他回来的时候呢，是他一点都没有他自己了。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how the Lord prepared her to be teachable.
这一点就是神在那里准备他，让他有一个受教的心。
Same thing, if it applies to us, it happens to us too.
同样的，对我们每一个人也是一样。
We have done a lot of wrong, therefore we begin to lose interest, losing the zeal to seek God, and sometimes we even neglect our own Bible study because of own personal difficulties.
因为我们自己常常做很多错事，因为我们自己实在是有很多难处，于是我们就疏忽了在那里读圣经的事情。
But you know, once we stop reading the Bible, we begin to get into the trip into Moab.
你知道吗？当我们开始就不读圣经了，我们就等于好像就开始往摩押地去了。
We have got into the world.
我们就是就进入了世界。
We have been seeking men's pleasure.
然后我们就是要求神人的喜悦。
We try to find men's favor.
我们希望能够从人那里得到好处。
Oh, well, it looked all right.
那么这么过了一阵子好像还可以。
Gradually, we become so far right. We became weak until we almost died spiritually.
过了一阵子于是我们就这样变成越来越软弱到后来在属灵上就完全破产。
And dear brother and sister, the Lord has used that to turn us upside down.
神在这里又用这样子来用反而用这个情形把整个情形改变。
The good thing that we receive is that the bowl has been emptied.
那好的事是什么呢？就是说我们这一个碗是完全的被倒空了。
Everything in us which we think good was also emptied.
那我们觉得这些还不错的，我们所有的这些事情，到这时候通通都倒空。
We are empty now. We can't say we are strong anymore. We can't say we love the Lord anymore.
我们现在是完全倒空的，我们不能够再夸口说我们是很强壮的，我们也不能夸口我们是很爱主的。
But remember, the bowl emptied is emptied.So that he can fill us again.
但是不要忘记，当这一个器皿空下来的时候，是把它自己倒空，于是才能够开始装好东西。
And as I said, God, when He calls His people back,
像我刚刚说的，当神来呼召他的子民回去的时候
，When He sees that we are ready,
当他看到我们已经预备好了的时候
，When He sees that we are empty,
当他看到我们是空空的时候
，God disregards.All our failures.
神在那里将我们一切的失败全部都忘记
And begin to fill us with his good thing.
开始用他的好东西来充满我们
He begins to fill us with his word again.
他开始用他自己的话来充满我们
With the word of God, it becomes life to us.
你知道当我们在读神的话的时候就那个话就变成生命来喂养我们
That's the beginning, dear brothers.
那就是一个开始弟兄姊妹们
Search yourself. Search yourself.
你们自己里面醒察，请你们自己里面醒察。
Isn't it true with your spiritual experiences?
是不是在你自己的属灵的行程上，是不是这样子呢
？Isn't it because going through the difficulties, then we begin to really cooking up the desire to study the Word of God?
是不是因为经过这个空空的这种打击之后，我们里面才开始对神的话真正有了这个想要的心？
Then you hear the word of God. You read the book.
Yeah, 我各位你们自己都听看了神的话，也知道神这样说。
That he has found favor in people.
他在他自己子民中间赐福。
Dear brothers, I say this with my full knowledge when I was answering the Lord's calling.
当我顺服主的呼召的时候，我心里深深知道是这样，是这么回事。因为在那个时候，我是在属灵的最低点。
I couldn't go on with myself.
我不能够再继续下去。
But the Lord called me.
但是
a better way.
但是在那就在那样的一个情形里面，神来呼召我。
Well, that's another story.
那是另外一个故事。
Now Naomi and Ruth came back.
拿俄米跟路德回来了。
It is not without struggle.
并不是说一点挣扎都没有。
You still have the world that drags you.
因为你后面还是有那个世界在那里拼命拉着你。
Oprah did see that there's no hope.There's no future if you follow the spiritual way.
因为俄尔巴实在是很清楚看见，在前面没什么路了。
How can you go back to Israel where you came out from?
说你回以色列还有什么意思呢
？No, you were once in the church and zealous about it, and suddenly you've lost interest. How can you go back to church again?
你知道吗？你原来是在这失去教会的，然后你现在一下子失去了，那你还能再回教会吗
？The world was attractive. It is attractive.
因为这世界实在是非常的有吸引力。
And with all the glittering things, the fame, the prosperity, everything attracts your heart.
有各式各样的那样子，那个名声，这个各式各样会吸引我们人心的东西。
Why? How can you go back?
你怎么能
sit there and start reading Bible again?
怎么可能你要再回到教会中间，再坐在那里读圣经呢
？You know, yesterday I had a few college students in my home.
昨天晚上有几个。昨天下午有几个大学生在我们家。
I asked them, why do you read the Bible?
我问他们你为什么要读圣经啊
you know, coming from a preacher is strange, isn't it?
因为这样的一个问题从一个读从一个传道人来问那就是很奇怪的问题。
I didn't ask her, why do you read the Bible?
我实在是问他说你为什么你要读圣经啊
She gave me an answer, which is very good.
他给我一个很好的回答。
She said, because I cannot believe what man said.
因为他说我不能够相信人说的是什么人说的什么我要知道神说什么
God,
我在我读圣经之前我不知道神要说什么
Blessed is such an attitude.
这样的一个态度实在是太好了。
You see, we have to overcome a lot of distraction.
你知道，我们有很多很多外面的这个这个打岔。
Naomi told both of her daughter-in-law, saying, effectively telling them, "Go back, don't follow me. No use."
因为事实上，拿俄米对他两个这个儿妇就是这么说：说不要再跟来跟我来了，因为实在是没有什么希望的。
And Jesus wasn't he doing the same thing to his disciples?
那么耶稣是不是也是这样子对他的门徒这么说呢
？He called those who come to follow him.
他将他呼召那些要跟随他的。
But also he said, "Those who put his hand on a plow and look back shall not worthy of following me."
但是他也同时说，你们手拿着犁向后看的人不配进神国。
And there are too many of those.
而这样的人太多了。
It seems God is allowing this process of elimination to find out those who do not follow him.
因为神好像就利用这样的一个办法来将那些不愿意去不能真正跟随他的人就这样子淘汰了。
Let me tell you what Ruth received if she, when she followed.
但是让我们来看看路德因为跟随拿俄米他得到了什么呢
？We have to tell you the whole story, don't we?
我们实在是要把整个故事都告诉你才行。
Ruth finally was married to Boaz.
但是路德终于他跟波阿斯结婚。
And out of them, they have given a birth to a child.
在他们结婚之后有一个儿子生下来。就是俄贝德
And that in turn to be the ancestor, the grandparent, grandfather of David, King David.
俄贝德最后成为大卫王的祖父
You know, up to today, we know that Ruth's name was related to David.
我们知道一直到现在为止路德的这个名字是跟大卫王有关系的
And in the New Testament, it directly linked up with Jesus.
而在新约里面马上我们从家谱里头看到他就是在耶稣的家谱中间。路德这个名字就在主耶稣的家谱中间有记录出来。这个事情怎么开始呢？就在他那一做那一个决定，他要来跟随神。
Originally, I wanted also to preach about a gleaning.
我本来也想要再讲讲十岁的意思。
What is meant by gleaning?
十岁是什么意思呢
？Gleaning means that you are following other people doing what they do, but only in smaller scale.
十岁的意思就是说，你是跟着那些收获收场的人在那里，跟在后面做同样的事情，不过呢，你是收的少一点。
They are the disciples, you are the disciples.
啊，那些呢，就是训练门徒的，而我们是门徒。
The little disciples.
我们也是小门徒。
And you know, they are the ones who do with the sickle.
那些收割的人在那用镰刀大量的收下来。
Doing with your hands.
而我们呢，是用手慢慢来。
What do you mean, dear brothers?
这是什么意思呢
you see,I know some of the brothers and sisters, when they start a spiritual journey, they always hang on to some of the daily devotional books.
我知道有很多弟兄姊妹们刚刚开始要追求主的时候，于是他们有每天读经，每天这个灵修的书。
This is fine.
这是很好的。
Because you're gleaning, you're only gleaning.
因为你在那里是在那里拾穗。
You don't know how to harvest, but you do know gleaning.
你不知道怎么样能大量收割，但是你在那里拾穗。
You know, those people have already done harvest.
因为那些人实在是已经把这个收割已经收割下来了。
They heard the word of God and they became life.
他们读了神的话，在他们里面成为生命。
You are doing the smaller scale.
那么你也做同样的事情，但是做一个这个做的少一点。
From the daily devotions, you have found out the inspiration, the way they learn to receive inspiration.
当你们就这样做，每天的这样子灵修的时候，就得到了一个得到这个鼓励，于是就知道这个读经。
And you are also reading it yourself.
于是呢，你自己这么读的时候，你也真的读到了。
Imitation is the first step of gleaning.
第一件事情就十岁的第一件事情就是我们也学着人家做。
Gleaning is on a very the harvest is also on a smaller scale.
你知道，在那个收割也是在那里是一个小规模性的。
You don't have a bundle of it.
你在那里你没有一大捆。
Some of the brothers and sisters got discouraged when they read the Bible and they didn't receive a big chunk of the Word of God and meaningful to them.
很多弟兄姊妹常就觉得很灰心，因为他们读圣经的时候好像没有一下子得到很多神给他们的启示。
And they have always heard people preaching or who wrote a book and they read a book.
但是有很多人呢，他又听讲道了，或者看那些人家写的书。
You know, some brother came to me saying, "Well, I say it all humility in way of illustration."
我这样讲呢是只是为了要举例子。
I have nothing to be proud of myself.
我不是说很了不起。
Some brother said, "Brother, when you preach, then I understood something."
有的弟兄说，当你这样讲到讲出来之后呢，我才开始了解。
Well, I think if I preach and he didn't understand the thing, then the Lord will not use me to preach.
我相信若是我在那里讲道而他一点都不了解的话呢，神大概不是要用我来讲道的。
But you see, when we begin to read the Bible,
但是当我们真正自己在读圣经，
we sometimes wanted to receive a harvest of big hunks,
我们常常又想我们这么读圣经然后一下就可以得到很多，这简直是没有办法。
We probably don't understand most of it.
因为我们实在是大部分人我们都不了解。
In fact, this is the experience of most Christians who told me.
而事实上这是大半的基督徒都是这样的经验。
They said,I read the whole Bible, the whole chapter, but only one verse or two make sense to me, interesting to me.
我常常说，我有时候读了一整章的圣经，然后里面大概只有一两节，一两个字，好像对我有点意思。
Well, don't worry.
不要担心。
You're gleaning.
因为你在那里拾穗。
That is what the Lord has given you.
因为那就是神要给你的。
That is what the Lord wants to give you out of the whole field.
因为在那么大一片田里面，神就是要给你这一点点。
That is your harvest for the day.
因为这一天你拿了这个了。就够了
for your needs.
因为这个就是需要你当天的需要。
That's the way we read the Bible to begin with.
这就是我们要这样子开始这样子读圣经。
And gleaning is just like that, to harvest between the lines.
拾穗的时候就是这样子，但我们在字里行间，我们这样捡取生命，捡取麦穗。
The Lord has told his servants, saying, well, when you harvest, when you do with the sickle,
在那里波阿斯又告诉他的仆人说你们在那里收割的时候啊，当你们把禾捆这样都捆起来的时候，你故意在捆里头啊抽出来一点，然后把它丢在地下，然后那个路德一看来说，哎呀，这里有一大堆，就很高兴的捡起来了。弟兄姊妹们，这是拾穗。
Somebody has given to you on your path.So that you can harvest and you will be joyful.
在你所行的路上，有的人是从整捆里头抽出来的，留在那里给你的，让你能欢喜快乐。
The Holy Spirit is really giving you a good portion today, so that what you read really satisfies your soul.
因为那样子说，那个圣灵在那天给你很大的一份，让你里面实在是喜乐，实在是满足。
I've done something right, therefore I read the Bible and it makes sense to me.
也许你觉得，哎呀，我今天这个属灵情形大概很对，所以我读了圣经，然后神跟我说话。
Sometimes for a few days, I really.Don't read anything and meaningful, and my soul is dry.
那常常有时候连着几天，我好像读完了东西，好像都没有什么亮光，我里面觉得很干渴。
It is different. Something different. The Lord has blessing on me.
啊，但是今天呢？哎呀，我读了这个声音，我觉得真有意思。今天真不一样了，神今天特别祝福我。
Indeed, because the Holy Spirit, the servant, has given you the food on the ground.
的确，就是圣灵借着这些仆人从捆子里抽出来了，留在那里给你的。
It's so easy. You don't even pluck it out from the standing the plant.
那捡的时候真容易，你还不需要去从那个麦秆上掐下来，就在那里已经放在那里放好了。
This is gleaning.
这个是拾穗。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is gleaning. The Lord wants you to receive easily.
这一部分呢，就是在你拾穗的时候，神要你很容易的就得到的。
But if you don't do it, you don't get it.
但是若是你不去找的话，你就得不到。
Maybe all over the field.
也许这样子的东西在整个田里面到处都是。
But if you don't open your Bible,
但是当你不打开你的圣经的话，
you get it.
你就得不到。
You will never receive.
你永远没办法得到。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the good side about gleaning.
弟兄姊妹们，我是说到这个拾穗的这个好的这一面。
But it does pay a price. You do have to pay a price.
但是你也需要有出一个代价。
Have you realized the position of gleaning?
你有没有知道拾穗的时候你是一个怎么样的姿态吗？
When I was young, there's a Chinese magazine called Gleaning.
在我年轻的时候，在有一个杂志叫做拾穗。
And I'm talking about the cover of the book of the magazine.
我是讲到那个杂志的那个封面。
One of the issues is this had a picture of gleaning.
在那里
，a woman is all bundled up with gleaning.
在那里有一个妇女在那里都穿着衣服在那里要拾取麦穗，有个图画。
You know when you glean, you bend your midsection.
当你要拾取麦穗的时候，你需要弯腰下去捡。
You don't march through the field and try to glean.
你不是那样子趾高气扬的这么样走过去，然后你就想要拾取什么麦穗。
You don't open your Bible and march through it. You don't get anything.
你不是光那么样子把圣经打开一读，什么都读不一定都得到。
You stoop down carefully and humbly before the Lord.
你要
Lord, I'm coming here to glean. Give me something for food.
你要在神面前低头，在那里谦卑的在那里看读圣经，然后恳求主给你一些东西。
With an upset heart, you don't read anything.
当你心里不平静的时候，
With a proud heart, you never glean anything.
或者是有一个高傲的灵的时候，你就得不到什么。
With an absent mind, you never see anything.
或者你在那里心不在焉的话，你也得不到什么。
Be very careful into the word of God.
要在神的话在里面中要很小心，很谨慎。
Then again, you know, those who glean is doing a whole day.
然后你知道吗？那些持穗的人在田里面要做了一整天的工。
The servant told Boaz, that woman only sit in the house for rest a little while.
你知道吗？那些仆人跟波阿斯说：“说那个女子啊，她一整天只有在屋子里稍微坐一下子歇歇而已。
Perhaps drink a little bit of water.
也许再喝一点点水。
And you have to be patient on the word of God and spend time with Him.
你知道吗？我们也是这样，我们是要在神的话上面要很有耐心，要花时间。
You have to meditate upon His word day and night.
你要昼夜的在那思想他的话。
Then you receive something.
然后你才会得到一些东西。
Then again, you see when the person who gleans.
你知道吗？你知道正在这些人他们十岁的时候经常是在白天当太阳晒他们晒得很热的时候。
I'm afraid of hot.
我是很怕热的人。
But imagine those people who are in the field.
但是你想想看那些在田里工作的人。
You have to have some cover to protect.
你必须要有一点有一点的东西来遮阳。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is not like picking manna only.
你知道弟兄姊妹这不像就像的拾取玛纳而已。
Manna was day before the sun, done before the sun comes.
玛纳呢是在太阳出来之前就要拾取。
They glean there in the daytime, the hottest sun.
但是当他们拾取麦穗的时候就在那最热的最热天日当那个最热的时候出去要去田里收拾。
I've known some incidents which happened to me too.
我知道在我身上也发生一些事情。
At my most difficult time during my life.
在我生活上最困难的一些时候。
I was troubled with my study.
当我在读书上面很困难的时候
I was troubled with my experiment.
在我做实验就有很大的难处的时候
I wasn't sure of my future.
我将来不知道该做什么时候的时候
I was in the most terrible time.
我那个时候是最糟糕的时候
But one thing the Lord had found grace in me.
但是在那里神向我施恩
I did not stop reading the Bible.
我在那里那个时候我没有停止读圣经
Those are the gleaning I received during the hottest sun.
但是你知道吗？就在那里最炎热、最困难的情形之下，我得到了神。我在那里十岁。
Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord.
哎呀，神的名实在是该称颂的。
Those who try to glean, try to receive some food, even in the most difficult time, shall do so.
那些人他在那里十岁，希望能够得到一些食物，即使在外面环境最困难的时候，他也能够得到。
For even in the hottest sun, there is gleaning.
因为就在那最热的这个太阳底下，神给人预备了东西。
See, I wanted to tell you how to glean.
我现在想要告诉你怎么样十岁。
I want to tell you the experience of reading the Bible.
我也想告诉你这读圣经的这些经验。
Well, the time is up.
但是时间到了。
I promise the brothers who will use the time efficiently from 12:40 to 1:10.
我已经答应那位弟兄，在12:40到1:10的时候，能够用把那个时间好好的用。
That I shall finish preaching on time.
所以我就应该按时候就结束我的讲道。
Let me say it this way.
但是让我再讲一句。
We come here to worship God, not to fill in the time.
在这里，我们是在这里要侍奉主，我们不是光在这里填充这段时间。
I also want to use the time efficiently.
我也希望能够把这个时间用得很有效率。
If I don't do so, please tell me.
若是我没有这样做的话呢，请你告诉我。
If this is because the part that some of you do not read the Bible, therefore slow me down.
若是有因为大家的对圣经不熟而我就讲的慢的话
well, I wouldn't tell you. You should know yourself.
我想我不用说但我们自己都知道
Now, this is the beginning. The Lord forgot about all the past.
这是一个开始神要把以前所有的事情都忘记
When you begin to tell the Lord I'm coming back, I want to read the Bible.
当你跟神说主啊我愿意回来我愿意开始读圣经
You will find out he is always faithful to feed you.
你就会发现他永远是那样的信实的他在那里要喂养你
I pray that we all read the Bible diligently.
我现在在祷告希望我们在神的话上都每天这样的很用功的读
I pray that revival shall come soon.
我也这样祷告希望这个复兴能马上来到
I pray that some of us will be used by the Lord in the future.
我也在这祷告有些人在我们在座的某些人以后能够被神大用
Even a young one to influence a generation to come.
甚至就是这些年轻的，也希望在他们将来的世代，他们有影响。
Thank God.
谢谢。